North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. Right now we're at McFarland Park in Florence, Alabama. Just a little earlier, I was at the procession, the community procession, for Sergeant Nick Reisner, who lost his life in the line of duty last weekend. We were there to honor him, and we watched the people of Sheffield come together. We watched people from the surrounding area come together. Just like Santana, who's with me right now, it took me to tears. And as I watch all the law enforcement who were there representing their departments in honor of Officer Reisner, it meant a lot to me, being a former police officer. And I wanted today to try to recognize an organization who makes a difference in the lives of law enforcement, their families, those who love them, who care about them so deeply. And so I asked Santana Davis, who's with Running for Heroes, North Alabama chapter. You've heard about Running for Heroes because Zachariah Cartledge has been on the show before. Now, Santana decided that she wanted to bring this to North Alabama, and she's done a great job with it, honoring these families. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Santana Davis.
Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to reach out to Running for Heroes to do this in North Alabama?
So, from a very young age, I had a very, very, very high respect for law enforcement, as I was around them a lot. And when I saw Zachariah running for Fallen Heroes, that kind of gave me a way that I could be a part of law enforcement and also make impact on many, many lives. And we've done just that.
Well, we talked about it, Santana, as we were at the prayer vigil that took place in Sheffield a couple of days ago, and one of the things that you mentioned is when you start an organization, a chapter of this organization, it's not something that you want to happen, obviously, in your hometown, but when you're here and you can present the flag to the family, you can let them know that you care about them. What does that mean to you to actually have a chapter here in North Alabama in place and be able to recognize Sergeant Reisner?
It means so much to me because Sergeant Reisner was such a close friend of mine, and to be able to reach out to his family and to be able to have them come out to my tribute and to be a part of something that I hoped for so long would never happen, it's something that I can't really put into words. It's an emotional moment for me, but it's also, it really shows me and puts it into perspective just how much the mission means to everybody here.
Since you knew Sergeant Reisner, and I know it's no news to you, but a lot of stories have been shared now about Sergeant Reisner and what he meant to them personally. Mm-hmm. People who were addicted to drugs, somebody who had a flat tire that needed that fixed, a child's birthday party. It seems like Nick was very involved, not just as a police officer, but as a community servant, someone who cared about people.
It didn't matter if he was in uniform or out of uniform. If you needed help, all you had to do was call him and he would come. He would drop everything he was doing to be there and make sure that he was there to help whoever needed help, regardless whether he was on duty or off duty. He was always out in the community. He was always doing things. He would go shoot basketball with the kids in his community. Just small things to show that he cared and that he wanted to be out there. And one of the things about him is that every single time you saw him, he'd always say, "I love you," because he wanted everybody to feel loved.
Wow. How did you first come in contact with Sergeant Reisner?
So me and Sergeant Reisner met back in 2018. I went on a ride-along with a friend's dad, and Sergeant Reisner came on night shift that night, and he was teaching me all the things he did as a canine, and he was telling me how much it meant to him to be a canine and be able to do the things he did as a canine officer. And from that point on, I mean, we developed a friendship that was like no other, and it's been hard. It's been hard not having him and knowing he's not going to be around anymore.
Well, that's one of the things, is when you have people like that who are so strong in their personality, who make such a big difference, when you lose them, it leaves an empty spot. And for us as the living, it's something we have to do to decide we're going to step up and we're going to carry on what Nick was doing with his community. And as I think about Running for Heroes and this opportunity you have right now, Santana, I think about the fact that there are so many different things that we can do in honor of Sergeant Reisner at this point.
I agree. This tribute that we're going to do, this is just one thing, and they've actually reached out to me and they want to do another vigil the night of the tribute, after our tribute's over. And it's just amazing to see our community come together in such a hard time for everyone, and to know that everybody's sticking together, everybody's coming together to honor him. And I can't help but think about his wife and his kid. That's knowing them personally, and I can't imagine what they're going through.
When we think about officers losing their lives across the country, and of course Running for Heroes started with Zachariah Cartledge deciding that he wanted to run in honor of a fallen officer, and then the next officer passed away, and the next officer passed away, and he's continued to do that. And I don't know how many miles he has run at this point. Do you have any idea at all?
I think it's 1,000. He's over 1,000, because he's running for Sergeant Reisner tonight, and that was like his 1,000, and I'm not sure. I know it's close to 1,020, maybe a little more.
And it's sad because that number represents officers who have fallen in the line of duty. And here locally in North Alabama, we have Sergeant Nick Reisner, who passed away over the weekend after he was shot in the line of duty. And I'm talking right now to Santana Davis with Running for Heroes, the North Alabama chapter. And we're talking about honoring Officer Reisner. We want this to be an opportunity for you to find ways to make a difference. After the loss of Sergeant Reisner, there are so many ways that you can help others and make a difference. We want to continue to remember Lieutenant Max Dotson, as he was also involved in the shooting. He is recovering now. It's something that we have to think about, is all those who were involved in the shooting, whether it be a paramedic, firefighter, dispatcher, other law enforcement. It's a traumatic event for them, and we want them to know that we care about them, we care about what they experienced, and we want you to understand that there are people out there who care about you. When we come back, we're going to talk about this run that's going to take place in honor of Sergeant Nick Reisner, and we're going to talk more about Running for Heroes, the Running for Heroes North Alabama chapter. Right now, I have Santana Davis with me right now. She represents the Running for Heroes North Alabama chapter. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us as I'm on location at McFarland Park in Florence, Alabama. I have with me Santana Davis, and she stepped up to the plate when she saw Running for Heroes, which was founded by Zachariah Cartledge, and she decided that she wanted to be part of that. And then that's when the Running for Heroes North Alabama chapter began. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Santana Davis.
Thank you.
We talked about your care for law enforcement, your concern for those who serve, and now we have an officer who lost his life, someone that you knew, as we talked about in the first segment. We have another run that's going to have to take place in his honor. And through Running for Heroes, Running for Heroes North Alabama, y'all are going to make that happen in honor of Sergeant Reisner.
Yes, we are doing a tribute for Sergeant Reisner October 16th at 6:30 p.m. We will be joined by multiple agencies from Sheffield, which was Sergeant Reisner's hometown. That's where he worked. And we're going to have county, probably some state. We're going to have a really big turnout, and our goal is to honor him for the hero that he is and show just how much he impacted our community and just how much he meant to not only Sheffield but here in Lauderdale County as well.
Where is the run going to take place, Santana?
It will take place at McFarland Park in Florence, Alabama.
And that is right across the O'Neill Bridge. If you're coming from the south, from Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia, Sheffield area, just come across the bridge and McFarland Park is on the left. If you're coming from Florence, just go toward O'Neill Bridge and you will see the park on the right. I hope that if you can come out and support this effort, that you will. I want people to know how they can follow Running for Heroes to support this. I know I took a picture of you and Justin as you held up the flag that was going to Sergeant Reisner's family. And it does cost money for the effort, Running for Heroes. And I want people to connect not only in trying to come out to the event, but deciding that they want to help this effort called Running for Heroes. How can people do that, Santana?
The best way to help us is to donate to the National Running for Heroes, as they help us out tremendously. Just donate to them. We do have some people locally who provide our flags and our flag poles. You can also, if you want to donate like a flag or if you want to donate a pole, you can purchase those and you can get up with us and we can get those from you.
As we have seen today through the procession, we've seen the community come together. We mentioned it in the first segment, but I do want to reiterate how you witnessed people today, witnessed law enforcement in the procession in honor of Sergeant Reisner. What you thought about that as you saw all the people lining the streets and the flags to honor Sergeant Reisner?
It was beautiful. He wouldn't have it any other way. And it was beautiful to see so many agencies from all over the state of Alabama come together, to see the community come together and stand on the sides of the road and line the sides of the road, holding blue line flags and saluting. It just meant to show just how much of an impact he made. And I think that was really showcased today.
Now, I had a lady that I spoke with at the procession. And it was not long ago, just a few days ago, that Nick actually went into her house and took a snake out of her home. And she said the snake was about 12 feet long. Miss Clarice Shrewsbury shared that story with me. And from a snake to a young lady who came up to me and told me Nick had planted a seed in her life because she was a drug addict. He showed compassion. He showed compassion in a time where she didn't feel like she was getting much compassion. She was in a very dark place. But she said that Sergeant Reisner made a difference in her life. And so when you think about all the way from taking a snake out of a lady's home, she was scared. Nick goes in, takes that out, gives her peace of mind, to a person who's addicted to drugs, who needed somebody to help change their life. And now they're on a new path in this life because of Sergeant Reisner. As I mentioned in the first segment, he has touched people's lives in ways that we will never know. I know there's a lot of stories, but there are ways that we will never know how Nick affected people's lives positively.
That is correct. And even all the way up to the point of when such a tragic event took place, he pit maneuvered this car and it put him driver's door to driver's door. And that was heroic because he knew what was going to happen and he did it anyways. He put himself in that place to protect those in the parking lot and to protect those around him. And that was a very heroic act.
I know these men and women make this decision to serve. They decide to serve their communities, and it takes a special person to do that. Nick was one of those people, and today we do honor him. We recognize him. We remember him and his service to his community, and also want to remember Max Dotson as he continues to recover after the shooting. And again, anyone who was affected by that day that was there, our prayers are with you. You have our support. If there's anything that we can do through the Mark White Show, I want to help. And I know that Running for Heroes feels the same way.
Yes, we do. We will be willing to help in any way we can.
So again, check out Running for Heroes on Facebook, Running for Heroes North Alabama. What's the website, Santana, where people can go and connect that way?
We use the National Running for Heroes website. So the Facebook website is www.facebook.com/running4heroes. Again, that's www.facebook.com/running4heroes.
Excellent. And then also go to running4heroes. You can like the page and go to running4heroes.org. Again, the number four. We appreciate Zachariah Cartledge as a young man deciding to do this, to step up to the plate. And thank you, Santana, for also stepping up to the plate to represent North Alabama, the North Alabama chapter of Running for Heroes.
Thank you.
Folks, again, we honor Sergeant Nick Reisner today and his sacrifice, his community, his state, his country. So I want you to honor him in some way. Find out how you can help. Find an organization that you can support to make a difference in somebody's life. That's what this show is about, and I hope that you'll do just that. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers, and I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show from McFarland Park in Florence, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.